whether you like it or not, your environment is stronger than your willpower. And so your environment will change you for the good or for the bad. So I've just started to choose the environments where I put myself in the front row, where I have no option but to change for the better. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I can't believe I am telling you that the official launch of Glossy is finally here. You know, 4 years later, here we are. It almost seems surreal, to be honest. All of my friends are congratulating me and saying, I hope you're letting this soak in. Like, what does it feel like? I can't honestly tell you yet what it feels like. I think because I've been for so long in this feeling of like, we're not there yet, we're not launched, like so many different issues, that now that we're like off to the races, it hasn't sunk in yet. So the more that I'm seeing people use it and try it and tell me different things or tell me that they love it or what they've noticed that it's doing for them, I'm like, oh my God, like this is the coolest thing to bring your ideas to light, you guys, like to reality. And I've gotten to do it before with, you know, programs and events and a book, but man, this is like whole other level, from like dream concept, raising money, to now seeing it in people's hands. No, this is the crazy part. Hold on, wait for this one. Seeing it in like complete strangers' hands who don't even know like I'm behind the product. Like, oh, my friend posted this on her page and I got it and then I looked you up. I'm like, are you serious? This is so insane. It's just the coolest thing on planet Earth. So anyway, I want to say thank you to all of you for the love and support. If you've not tried it yet, I'm telling you, just try it once. Like seriously. You know, if you're looking for a routine for your gut and for your skin, and also if you just want to make sure that you're drinking water every day, I obsessed over the flavor. And I'm probably going to talk about this on my podcast all the time because it's just the coolest thing on earth to be able to do something like this. But I do want to chat with you today about resistance and the opportunity in resistance, because this is the journey that I have been on. I mean, definitely for over 15 years now, but especially these last 4 years. And the Stephen Pressfield quote that I absolutely love talks about how the thing that has the most resistance around it for you in your life is the thing that is going to get you to your soul's calling. So if you're feeling a lot of resistance around something or around a lot of things, like I can't just name one thing, it essentially is about doing the hard things. So if you guys have followed me for like the past, I'd say you would have had to follow me for at least a minimum 5 years now. Chris is my husband, if you don't know, and Chris and I lived in Santa Monica and we would go to SoulCycle all the time. And I remember that one day this beautiful, amazing, strong, fit SoulCycle instructor named Sunny walked in and she got up on the podium and I was like, oh my gosh, this woman is like a powerhouse. And when she started talking, it was no different. I mean, the people who were the SoulCycle instructors at this LA studio that we would go to, these were not just like instructors, as if that wouldn't have been enough. It would have been. But these are, you know, actresses, actors, performers, singers. They're super into personal development. They've had to undergo hours and hours and hours of training with the best and hours of teaching and seeing if they pass. Like, I know people who have taken the test twice and were good and still did not pass. That's how good these people are up on the bike. And I'm not just talking about how they ride the bike. Like, they are true performers. Like, you are going to church when you're in this class. And I don't know if that's every SoulCycle all around the US, but that's how it was at this one in LA that we went to. It was like the creme de la creme of instructors. And so, You know, if you've never been to a SoulCycle, it is a smaller room where they pack you in. It's about 50 to 60 people on bikes. It's dark. It's candlelit. It's a heated room. The music is blaring and the music is always incredible. And then the instructor's amazing. So this can bring a few things up for you. If you don't love feeling like you're kind of, you know, trapped in a room, and if you get up, like people are going to see you get up and leave, like it brings up a lot of emotion, good and bad. SoulCycle, these rooms, they were confronting. So we're riding our bike, and for me, the front row was always the place with a lot of resistance for me, because in the front row, you are leading everybody behind you. So because you're doing choreography, everyone looks up to the row in front of them, and ultimately the entire front row is also facing the mirror so they can see you. And they highly suggest that if you are new or you don't know, if you haven't gone to the class frequently, that you don't sit in the front row. So I waited to sit in the front row, but then when I started to get better, I forced myself to sit in the front row. Why? Because I knew that the front row was the place I had the most resistance around, and I also knew that it held the most opportunity for me. Okay, just a 1 minute pause here because I have to tell you about something that I am loving. So you know I'm a fan of a good supplement that promotes gut health, tastes amazing, and is packed with health benefits. If you've listened to this podcast at all or seen me online, you know that I am obsessed with beverages. At any given time, I have like four on my desk, which is why I'm so excited to share what I'm drinking right now. And it's the sponsor of today's episode, Dr. Amy Shaw's Chai Protein Plus. So if you're like me, I always have a little something in the afternoon. And I also sometimes struggle to get all the protein in that I want. And I know that you have probably been learning, if you are a podcast listener, about how important protein is for so many different things and for staying strong as we get older. So Chai Protein Plus takes it to the next level. It's made with gut healthy spices that support digestion, decrease bloat, and it's packed with 20 grams of protein. It has zero sugar and it's only 100 calories per serving. So I love enjoying it by itself. Or my favorite thing to do is actually to warm up some almond milk and add it to that. So head to the link in the show notes to grab Chai Protein Plus and spice up your supplement and self-care routine and get all of that protein in. It's so important, you guys. Okay, let's get back to the episode. And so when Sunny was telling us all of the different choreography and, you know, right arm, left arm, push up, tap back, all these different things that you're doing over and over, and you're doing it all at the same time while you're going on the same foot, right, left, or whatever the beat to the music was. She says, okay, now I want you to reach down and I want you to pile on the opportunity. And I'm like, okay, pile on the opportunity. What does that mean? She wanted us to turn the resistance up. But by turning the resistance up, we are turning the opportunity for ourselves to get better. Now, I can honestly tell you that if I was not in that environment with someone to my left, to my right, and behind me and looking at me in the mirror, that at that point in the game, I already had the resistance up. If I was not in the room, in the environment, where the room literally forced me to turn it up even more, that I wouldn't have given myself an even bigger opportunity to get stronger in that room. Because you guys, I have been at home on my bike, on my Peloton bike, where the instructor is zestfully yelling at me to turn up the resistance. And I say right back, not today, Cody. So it does not mean that you are going to turn up that resistance when you're alone. And so there's a lot of themes here. I want you guys to think about the places that hold the most resistance for you. Maybe it's rooms you don't want to be in. Maybe it's money you don't want to spend. Maybe it's things, you know, that would make you really uncomfortable to join. Maybe it's networking things. Maybe in the evenings, you don't want to go out and meet people and create those dinners or opportunities because you're just too tired. Except all of those places that you have the resistance around are the places that hold the most opportunity for you. And where is it maybe in your life that you are not putting yourself in places where you're very accountable, or you don't have groups of friends that hold you accountable, like the person to my right and left and behind me, and choosing the opportunities that make you be in that front row of your life so that people look to you to lead and you are forced to lead? When you are putting yourself in the place of front row in your life, you have no other option but to show up. Maybe this means if you are trying to change your body or you're trying to get healthier, that you hire a trainer, that you start hanging out with groups of friends who all go to classes together, who all go to the gym, who this is who they are. When they go out to dinner, they're not drinking their faces off. They're not necessarily ordering everything on the menu and piling it on the table, because whether you like it or not, your environment is stronger than your willpower. And so your environment will change you for the good or for the bad. So I've just started to choose the environments where I put myself in the front row, where I have no option but to change for the better. Now, this shit is scary and it is not easy. But if you can start choosing the resistance, if you can start choosing the places of resistance, and if you can start putting yourself in the front row places of your life where the opportunity is the highest, is the most intense, I promise you, you're going to get that change that you want to see. Because why the F go to the class 2 or 3 times a week? Why the F go and do the thing if you're not going to actually turn it up? If you're not going to actually pick up the heavier weights, if you're not going to actually put yourself in the front row so you really show up and you hold yourself accountable, if you're not actually going to really put the work in and be responsible, maybe to a team, be responsible to people to show up, be responsible to lead. This is the only way that I have learned how to show up in my life. Because you guys, I actually think that innately, I'm lazy and I just want to play. Because if I look back at my life in my early 20s and teens, like it was so hard for me to want to do any work. It was so hard for me to stick to a fitness routine. Like I didn't actually like it. And I felt like I would prefer to just sit around and eat and watch TV. Like that's just the type of kid that I feel like I was. And I made myself fall in love with activity and getting outside and doing different things, because as much as I felt lazy and like I just wanted to eat and watch TV, it also made me so extremely depressed that somehow at a young age, I was able to tap into, ooh, this is gonna be painful if I keep doing this. This is gonna get harder and harder and harder to get ahead or get to my goal if I keep getting further from it. So follow that resistance. I want you to follow where the opportunity is, and it's the resistance that marks the spot. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. I'm so grateful for you. And I would love for you to go try Glossy and let me know what you think. So especially if you are trying to drink more water right now and you just want more hydrated looking skin, glowier skin, if you're looking for something for your gut, seriously, this is an incredible probiotic. It's clinically studied. It has 30 clinical studies in it. It supports immune system. It supports digestion. It supports metabolism. Oh my gosh, there's a long list of all the things that they found in the study that this is doing incredible things on. And if you are on our email list, we will be educating all about the product frequently so you can get excited about your new habit and what you're putting in your body. So you guys, you can go to getglossy.com and check it out there. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it.